NBC greets you again from Symphony Hall in Boston. This is Ben Grauer speaking from the upper left balcony of this famed auditorium, this historic hall, which has been called an acoustical marvel by many sound engineers. And we're here again for another broadcast of a rehearsal of the Boston Symphony under its distinguished conductor, Charles Münch. Today, as we go behind the rehearsal curtain, we understand that Mr. Münch plans to rehearse one of Richard Strauss's great tone poems for orchestra, Don Juan. I'm sure you can hear in the background the sound of the men of the orchestra gathered on the stage, awaiting the arrival of their conductor, tuning up. Ah, there's a little rustle over on the right there, a signal from the secretary of the orchestra, Mr. Mazzeo, that Mr. Münch is expected any moment. He's left the green room and is coming down that flight of stairs to begin the rehearsal. Yes, there he is now, just coming through the entrance there, walking an erect figure to the center of the stage. He'll pick up that baton in a moment and rap for order. So let us go downstage to Charles Münch, the Boston Symphony, and a rehearsal of Strauss's Don Juan.
Don Juan!
Seventh bar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. D'accord. Fortissimo and secco. Fortissimo and secco. Jump. Boom! And, have you numbers? Have you,
No, the left.
Aye. A. Here you have A. Yes, 4 bars before A, please. The viola, cello, contrabass alone. 4 bars before A. Jump. No. Oh, not enough numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The ninth bar. Violas. Cello and double bass. The 8th bar. Ding. From the beginning. The 8th bar, this accord. Not well, please. Jump, two, jump. Ah, tam, pam, more. Where's the first violin, the first and second violin, the 9th bar? Only the first and second violin. Miss Harpa. Miss Harpa. Yes. Miss Viola, all strings and Harpa. All strings and Harpa. What is that? No. Half bar. The 9th bar. You can make that better. Now, the strings alone, the beginning. First note, now. No, it's not good. It's not good. You remain too long on the first note. Two. same. The strings alone. And then you can tend more the third and the fourth. You play. It's a half note. Come, the same, the strings alone. Then you can tend the valor, please. Two. Please, just 5, 6, the seventh bar. The seventh and eighth bar. Seventh and eighth bar. Mr. The seventh bar. Now, tis a chord. C, G, more. Now it's well. The same. Three bars before B. Three bars before letter B. So important is the end on his monte. Secco! More sec! More! It is. Yes, C. 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 Dit triple P Strauss, right, triple P D. It's all too loud. It's too loud. D. Oh, once more. Letter D. Come. Letter D. Pianissimo. David, and nothing, nothing, nothing. Un peu le marque, un peu le temps. Flauto second clarinet. No, first clarinet and English horn before K. Poco calando. Da, yeah. After the second beat. Good, gentlemen. Please play not I am. Pa. No, accent on the first. Now I play I am. It's all right. It's not necessary that I play once more. The viola and violoncelle. The un poco violento. Immediately the cello. Will you play that? Three bars before the letter G. Three bars before the letter G. Senza espressione. Senza espressione. Diminuendo. Yeah, good. And the same. Can I hear the clarinet, please? After G. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The 8th bar after G, the clarinet. And here is not diminuendo, here is crescendo. It's all right. Just seven bars before the letter G. Subito più lento, pesante, ratata. Seven bars before G. Seven bars. G. The same. Good with me, the flauto and the clarinet. The same. Good. Yeah. Diminuendo molto, diminuendo piano. Scendo. Third and fourth horn, trumpet and trombone. A little more crescendo in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the seventh bar after G. Little more crescendo, eh? Brrr. All right. Now just, you have the letter K. Four bars before K. Four bars before K. One, two, three, four. No, it's not exact. Cello and viola alone. The syncope is not exact. Da, da, da. No, it's good. The same. Four bars before the letter K. Vibrato here, vibrato the strings. Here is very important for the clarinet. The first beat, two bars before L. Can I hear two bars before L? Flauto, clarinet, and basso. Two bars before L. One. Make a small accent, the first clarinet. That is, that rhythmus is clear. Good, good. Just one is too loud, this, the flauto play. You have pianissimo. Letter K, letter K. Only forte, only forte. Calando. The fourth horn. It's too loud, gentlemen. It's too much. Pianissimo. Good. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Only the oboe crescendo, flauto. It's pianissimo and it's more enveloped. And it is too hell, too much light. Good, Mr. Gomberg. Good. M. You have M? M. One bar before. To greet and now pianissimo, give me your beautiful pianissimo. Exactly, no? It's the seventh after Napoleon. The seventh after Napoleon. Respiration, pianissimo. One, two, three, four, five, six, the seventh after N. One, two.
And now we've returned from the stage to our balcony microphone position to conclude another visit at a rehearsal of the Boston Symphony Orchestra under the directorship of Charles Münch, the Don Juan Suite, symphonic tone poem by Richard Strauss, is now being rehearsed by Mr. Münch and the men of the orchestra. We leave the Don and his exploits to return at our next rehearsal broadcast over most of these stations. By means of this series, we are privileged to go behind the rehearsal curtain of historic Symphony Hall to hear and to witness through the verbal as well as musical directions of Mr. Münch the inner workings of a great musical organization. A series of broadcasts which is produced by John Wright. This is Ben Grauer speaking from Symphony Hall in Boston.